1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A fast-moving wildfire northwest of Los Angeles has quickly become California's largest of the year. Firefighters in Gorman say high winds, hot temperatures, and dry brush are fueling the flames. CBS News LA's Lori Perez.
Massive billowing smoke tinged with orange. There are some very big flames over an area of 14,625 acres now. A huge area, mostly in the mountains, but also close to campgrounds and some farms, some small communities.
At least 1,200 people have been evacuated. Interstate 5 briefly shut down. A heat wave is setting in from Chicago to Pittsburgh with temperatures in the 90s. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Each day this week is going to get progressively hotter as a heat dome builds in across the middle and eastern parts of the country. The Midwest feels the heat on Monday, and then it's really an Ohio River Valley and Northeast story for the rest of the week.
Temps could reach triple digits in New England by Wednesday. 9 people were shot and injured, 2 of them children, at a splash park in suburban Detroit. Rochester Hills Mayor Brian Barnett.
There's anger that some individual would choose your city and your splash pad to carry out this act. And then there's mostly just care and concern.
Police say the gunman shot himself to death as officers surrounded his home. They say he suffered from mental health challenges. In the Middle East,
Israel has announced a pause in fighting to allow more aid into Gaza. Now, officials were quick to point out that it only applies to about 7.5 miles of road in the Rafah area, and that the war with Hamas has not stopped.
CBS's Chris Livesay from Tel Aviv. A Russian court says Evan Gershkovich espionage trial will begin June 26th behind closed doors. If he's convicted, the Wall Street Journal reporter faces 20 years in prison. A big winner at last night's Tony Awards on CBS.
The American Theater Wing's Tony Award goes to Stereophonic.
A story about a fictional 70s band won Best New Play. The Outsiders took Best Musical. Jonathan Groff, Best Actor in a Musical for Merrily We Roll Along.
Daniel Radcliffe and Lindsay Mendez, you are more than old friends. You are soulmates. And I'm looking forward to watching each other change for the rest of our lives.
Harry Potter's Radcliffe won his first Tony. Standout performance of the night. Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, whose musical Hell's Kitchen picked up 2 Tonys. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasson Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to 1 pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Tinfoil and coals in a lung. it still. Why should go, yeah, if it wasn't for you? I'd be working the graveyard still. Singing a song.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Say it, say it, say it, say on me, whoa.
Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Three black crows on a telephone wire. Three black crows on a telephone wire. And one says, "Man, I'm a gun for hire. I'll go downtown where I'll inquire." Two black crows on a telephone wire. Front church pew. Three old maids in a front church pew. And one says, "Lord, not a thing to do. Looks like all my days are through." Two old maids in a front church pew.
Come on! my child, take a chance on my honor. That's what I said. It's thunder. I'm almost shaking her head. Present some all night. One of the moon, but it don't feel right. One of the leave, but I couldn't believe it. What you want to my side? Mercedes in the parking lot. Tick tock, baby, start the clock. Got a brand new Mercedes in the parking lot. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandmother. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandmother. Waiting for a break, pull me in close. Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. If anybody wanna take me home, one thing left to do, play some I can dance to. Oh, yeah. Play something I can dance to.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's time for your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr. Here are a few notes highlighting some of the music, news, and happenings from all across the state. First, One Fox Valley Music Fest may have a different name and location, but it's still packed with great local artists. The newly named Fox Cities Experience is now happening at Jefferson Park in Menasha on two nights and three different stages. Catch talent like Kyle Megna and the Monsoons, Jeremiah Jams, Iftikhar, Mama Ginger, and many others. It's all happening Friday and Saturday, June 7th and 8th. And again, it's at Jefferson Park in Menasha. All right, if you're looking for something maybe a little different featuring the Wild West and the history of the Wisconsin Dells, I got something for you. Check out Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It's happening at the Legacy Dinner Theater across the street from the Wilderness Resort in the Dells. Billed as a great family comedy and featuring artists and dancers from all across the Midwest, this is the largest Wild West show in the country. Fog? Yep. Lasers? Uh-huh. Flying musicians? You bet. Find all your details at Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. Finally, the Keys to the City Painted Piano Festival is underway in Green Bay. We told you a little bit about this a couple of weeks ago, but now donated pianos are painted, placed in parks across the city, and sitting there ready for you to play.
This is not only a sculpture, a way to beautify the parks, but it's a living sculpture. You can go up, it's interactive, you can play piano, so hopefully get kids off their phones for a couple minutes, and you know, hopefully there's some memories that we can create around these pianos.
Carl Knight of the Tarleton Theater, a great supporter of the painted pianos and music in the area in general. And he tells us the pianos will be out for you to play all summer long. There are your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
I'm right here beneath the scars. Thought and couldn't stop. Today seemed like yesterday, and the day before not so far, not so far away. The day before yesterday, the cool breeze and pine trees sway. Memories of those days, you and me. Talked and talked and couldn't stop. Let the topics fade, 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 fade away. There's a time of day when we are all bend and we all break. Turn the corner, waiter, drop the tray. Drop and drop out. Drop and drop out. And fade the day away. They say, drop and drop out. All you can stay, they say, drop and drop out. It's a deep breath and a big wave. Cool breeze and pine trees sway. Memories of those days, you and me. Light as a feather.
another storm to blow through, waiting through my mind, watching the storm.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Rise up, goodbye.
Not about you, and when you hear me on the radio.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The storm sees the ocean in the morn. She's the wave that's carried me away. She's the sky late at night, both dark shining bright, with a moon to help guide the way. She's the strength in the sway, magic in the way that a tree bends but doesn't break in the breeze. She's the rock on which I have built the life in which I live. She's the heart and soul of the family. Still lying next to me, hard to tell if it's real or just a dream. It's a gift, this I know, and I won't forget to show. The best way to give thanks is down on one knee. Time is over. I pray the Lord. We'll be right back.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I'd had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. And I fumbled through my closet, through my clothes to find my cleanest dirty shirt. And I washed my face and combed my hair, and I stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. Well, I smoked my mind the night before on cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Somewhere down the street, I caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to somewhere, something I think I lost along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. There's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of that sleepy city sidewalk Sunday morning coming down. In a park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl was swinging, and I stopped beside a Sunday school and I listened to the songs they were singing.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties, the best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Home of the...
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.